There's a new movie we should know about. It's called Schoolhouse Rocked. And in fact, you can get more information and perhaps see a trailer of it at schoolhouserocked.com. The director of this film is named Garrett Hampton, and the whole point of the film is all about dealing with today's education and seeing homeschool, frankly, as a great alternative to what's out there. It's great to have you on the program, Garrett. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me. It's good to be here today.
Sure. All right. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and this is Vocal Point. And first, before we get into the film itself, tell us a little bit about your background, because I understand you've worked with some Hollywood films or whatever, just various projects and so forth.
Yeah, we're California escapees, and so I spent many years working in Hollywood in the film industry.
In what capacity, if I can ask?
I did motion control, which was mostly visual effect shots. So we tended to do kind of big budget, flashy effects movies.
Oh, wow. And now you're the director of this new movie called Schoolhouse Rocked, and your wife is the producer of it. And is she kind of the host of the whole program?
Yeah, she had never produced or hosted a movie before. And man, she really stepped up to the plate and just knocked it out of the park. She is a very gifted lady.
So she rocked, you might say? No, just kidding.
Yeah.
All right.
Absolutely.
Okay, so tell us about this film. Let's say nobody even heard of it. And, what is the point of this film? Give us the elevator speech, if you will.
Sure. So 5 years ago, my family left everything in California. We sold our house and everything in it and hit the road in an RV to look at homeschooling across the country. We were very reluctant homeschoolers about 11 years ago, and God changed our hearts and we really grew to love it. And so we wanted to show a really great picture of what homeschooling looked like now as a great alternative to, traditional schooling. And God provided a great cast. We went out and interviewed about 100 people across the country. Of course, not all of those made it into the movie. But we just show what homeschooling looks like as a great option. And we were privileged to show people kind of at every stage of the game. And so we're able to show families that even if you take your kids from the very start to the very end, they're coming out in great shape. And colleges are, strongly seeking those students. And they're doing really well in the real world.
I understand Sam Sorbo is a part of your film. Tell us about that. We've interviewed her before on this particular outlet, and I also interviewed her husband, Hercules.
Yes.
So-called.
Yeah. Sam is a great friend of ours and such a blessing, and we have a great story about having Sam in the movie. It was probably about a year into production before we met Sam, and we called Sam kind of out of the blue and talked to her and said, "Hey, we're doing this movie about home education. We know you're a big advocate. We'd love to have you in it." And she said, "I was wondering when someone was going to call me about this movie. I really wanted to do it." So we were able to interview Sam down in Florida. And that was an awesome working of God, because at the time she was living in California and we were in Georgia. And so her being in Florida just worked out great. We drove down and had a great interview with Sam. She's actually become a good friend, and she's a fantastic advocate for home education.
Now, it used to be, as far as home school is concerned, that you're talking about maybe less than 1 million Americans throughout the country. That's still a lot of people, but it's nothing like what the public school has in terms of the monopoly on American education. Why don't we start by asking it this way? Suppose you had a pie chart, and you said, okay, the 100% of the people in this pie chart are the students in school in America. Can you break that pie chart down just roughly, and where does homeschooling fit into that? And obviously, there's going to be charter schools as well as private Christian schools as well as private secular schools.
Yeah, well, I think that intentionally that chart is a little fuzzy. The education monopoly has actually tried to do their best to kind of obscure those numbers. But if you lump all home educated students together, I think at this point it's probably going to look like 6 to 10% of that population.
Wow.
With private school kids probably occupying about 15 or 20, and then public schools now occupying the rest. But that is a huge change from just a few years ago. Since COVID hit, you know, at the beginning, about 54 million kids came home from school for online learning. And we were all holding our breath to see who would go back and who would stay. And by everybody's best counting, it looks like the homeschooling population has probably tripled since COVID started. And the trend is definitely moving towards more growth. It looks like enough parents were frightened by what they saw in the online schooling and believed that it was time to take back the education of their kids, that they intended to keep them home for good. And so we've seen a huge growth over the last couple of years.
Okay. Now, just to clarify, when you say 6 versus 15, are you talking 6% or are you talking about millions? I mean, just clarify, what does that number mean, 6?
No, probably around 6%.
Percent, okay.
Yeah, it's very, very hard to get really solid numbers because some people include homeschooled charter students, which technically are actually public school students. And then there are states like Oklahoma where there's no reporting requirement. So it's nearly impossible to tell actually how many kids are homeschooled here. So we guess that there are several million students, probably in the neighborhood of 5 to 6 million students homeschooling right now. Before the pandemic, it was around 2.
Okay, so as you were doing all kinds of research and your wife, of course, on the issue of homeschooling and so forth, did any of your research lead you to anything in reference to the early years in American history? I mean, for example, were some of the founding fathers homeschooled? Were some of our presidents homeschooled?
Yeah. In fact, the majority of our founding fathers at least had some sort of home education. Public education didn't become the de facto standard for about until about 100 years ago. And before that, homeschooling really had been the standard. Now, that didn't mean that every student was always educated through their whole education at home. And we did have great universities and things like that. But really, public school, the way we know it today, hasn't been the leading form of education, but for about the last 100 years. What we see, though, is that it seems like the tide is actually turning, and what was once a really fringy thing with homeschooling is now coming into the forefront as a very enticing form of education for families who really care about their kids.
And before we leave the subject of the founding fathers and the founding era, there's certainly a lot of controversy today in terms of the approach to American history, where some people will virtually deify the founding fathers, but the far more insidious thing, and we see this all the time, is demonizing the founding fathers despite all their sacrifices and so forth, and making it out as if, for example, Howard Zinn basically implies that their goal as founding fathers, even in creating the country, was to defend the status quo, which included slavery and so forth. Now you've got the 1619 Project, which takes the same ideas and, you know, puts them on steroids and so forth. But how about a comment on American history and education, whether it's homeschooling or public or in between?
Yeah, well, it is very true that history has been one of the major areas that public schools have used to sort of shape culture to their own whim. And one of the benefits of home education is that we get to choose our own history and science and math curriculum and take back those areas of instruction. So in our family, we really like the Wall Builders materials produced by David Barton. And now he and Tim Barton have a great American history book. We're teaching our kids sort of God's providential role in the founding of this nation. And we're not saying that this is specifically a Christian nation, but certainly God's hand was at work in the founding. We want to present our kids with a very true view of history and an understanding of the Constitution. We do find that in homeschooling is that a lot of homeschool families tend to be very constitutionally minded and very patriotic.
Yeah.
So we actually believe that this is one of the ways we're going to be able to reclaim culture is by taking back the training of our kids' hearts.
Mm. Yeah, amen. You know, by the way, one of his key colleagues there is Rick Green, and
yes,
Patriots Academy, and he's doing a lot to help people appreciate the Constitution and so forth. David Barton has forgotten more history than I've ever learned. So tell me more about the film itself. Were you actually starting to make it before COVID hit? Tell us about that.
Yeah, we set out in the winter of 2016. Oh, wow. So way before COVID hit. And of course, going out, we figured that the movie would go much quicker than it did. As it kind of dragged on, we were wondering what God was doing with production and why it was taking so long. And then COVID hit and everything changed. And we went, oh, Lord, you have great timing. So we actually were in the editing stage when COVID hit. And I recut a section of the movie to accommodate this great change in education. What we see now is that it's not just that people are more aware of homeschooling, but that they have a greater desire to actually pursue it. And so we found that the market for the movie really changed with COVID as well. And the reception has been really, really good. So, you know, not that we're thankful for illness, but we are thankful that people's eyes were open through COVID. And it did change the movie quite a bit.
Okay. Yeah. In fact, think about some of the battles that have taken place in some of the school boards, like in Loudoun County, Virginia, which is basically a very liberal area, apparently. And yet, despite that, you know, the parents were like, wait a minute, you can't be teaching this to my kids. I mean, you know, and a lot of this is just really bad, you know, indoctrination and so forth. So it's a very timely thing here. But what is your means of distribution? What are you doing to get this movie out there?
Yeah, we have great distribution through a company called Collide. Right now, the film is in its pseudo-theatrical window with theaters completely messed up by COVID. It's available everywhere online. If you go to schoolhouserocked.com, we're doing essentially a virtual theatrical release right now. The film is coming on DVD and other streaming platforms in late February, and it'll be available just about anywhere you watch movies. But right now, if you go to schoolhouserocked.com, you can see the movie today.
Well, how long is the movie?
It's a feature length. It's an hour and a half long. I think total running time is 96 minutes. And the reception has been great so far. We're really pleased with lives being changed, honestly.
Yeah. And it's essentially telling your wife's story as she and your family travel the country and then interview these different education experts. But did she have any adjustments at all in terms of, you know, changing over from whatever she was to becoming at least partly a part-time teacher?
Yeah, our biggest change was originally we said we would never homeschool. We were really actually opposed to it. And it was because we believed so many of the misconceptions. So we started homeschooling before we started the movie, and God had changed our heart. We wanted to break down some of those misconceptions for others so that they could kind of see the truth as well. But the biggest change that happened to us during production was that both my wife and I went into the movie thinking, we'll present homeschooling as a great option for those families who can do it, those who would be called to homeschool, you know, and we'll show them what it looks like and show them that their kids are going to end up okay, that the socialization myth isn't a real thing. Your kids aren't going to end up weird, unsocialized homeschoolers. But we never expected that we would come into it and gain such a kind of hardcore pro-homeschooling view. We always thought that it was great for us, but it may not be right for everyone. And I'll tell you that as we've seen things change in the schools, and as we've seen, say, governor's candidates declare, we're not going to have parents come into the schools and tell us what should be in our books, we've actually come away with a much stronger view of homeschooling as essentially almost a mandate for parents. If you believe that your kids are yours and you don't want to co-parent with the government, you really need to bring your kids home.
All right, we're out of time. So let me go ahead and give the website, schoolhouserocked.com. Garrett Hampton, thanks so much for being with us. God bless you and all the best.
Jerry.
Sure. Thank you now. Bye-bye.